Residents in Las Cruces can expect as much as a 9% rate increase, or $8.6 million, if a recent proposal filed by El Paso Electric is approved by the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. El Paso Electric cites $1.3 billion in new facilities to meet customer demand and the recovery costs related to those new assets as the reason for the rate increase request. Eddie Gutierrez, the vice president in charge of public affairs for El Paso Electric, stated during a town hall meeting in Las Cruces earlier this year that the increase is needed for residential customers specifically due to the uneven amount of equity involved for cost of service.
If you think of a scale from 0 to 1, think of it like a percentage, and you think 1 represents the full cost of service. So think about what it takes to provide electricity for you every day, and then the cost of service for providing that and you paying for that portion of it. In our current rates in New Mexico, we think for residents, we are at 0.71. So think of it like for every 1 means full cost of service, so 71% is what you're paying for the really full cost of service.
Critics find El Paso Electric's reasons for a rate increase dubious and say a 9% increase for residential customers is unfair and unwarranted, despite claims to the contrary. Stephen Fishman, a representative of the nonprofit organization Southwest Energy Alliance and chairman of the New Mexico Fair Lending Coalition, is one of the outspoken critics opposed to El Paso Electric's requested rate increase.
They're a very profitable company. There's a lot of question about whether that financially they truly need it. So, and I think it's excessive. And I think maybe the most interesting thing is that the proposal for the increase would put rates in Las Cruces overall 20% higher than the rates are in El Paso. El Paso just had a rate case, and actually they went in asking for an increase and they walked out with a decrease. This happened in the last year. So why our rate should be 20% higher than the city of El Paso from the same utility, that's a tough one to swallow.
Fishman then mentioned the fact that El Paso residents get their electricity from plants in New Mexico, as well as the Palo Verde Nuclear Generating Station located in Arizona, which is closer to Las Cruces than it is to El Paso. Fishman points out that electricity has to be transmitted further, so one would think it might be a little more expensive in El Paso than it might be in Las Cruces. He also stated he thinks El Paso Electric went in with a rate structure designed by the support of the business community. He says El Paso Electric knows where the political influence of the community is. It's with the money in the business community, and that El Paso Electric was trying to buy support. He says businesses should not support the rate increase and should support an efficient operation of the local utility. Another opponent of the rate increase is Rocky Bacchus, owner of Las Cruces business 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, who has filed as an intervener in the rate case.
I think it's an unfair and improper increase that should not be happening. They should be doing a decrease instead.
Bacchus cited a page from El Paso Electric's audited filing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that showed UTEP was charged 31% less than NMSU, which meant NMSU would pay about $843,000 more a year than UTEP would pay for the same amount of electricity. He stated that triple the power New Mexico uses comes from Arizona through New Mexico to Texas, and there is no justification for this higher price to NMSU. Fishman and Bacchus also say, despite claiming a need for cost recovery, El Paso Electric makes big profits. According to financial statements, El Paso Electric made approximately $91.4 million in 2014 and approximately $88.6 million in 2013. While they were not able to comment on El Paso Electric's case specifically, KRWGFM spoke with New Mexico PRC Commissioners Valerie Espinosa and Sandy Jones to ask how the PRC evaluates utility rate cases and what factors are involved in making a final determination. Espinosa, representing District 3, which includes the Santa Fe area, said recovery costs do include a fair rate of return to shareholders, but did not define what's fair.
The commission looks at the utility's cost of service and the cost incurred to provide reasonable and proper utility service, including a return on capital necessary to incentivize investors to invest in utility plant and property. And the cost includes a fair rate of return to the shareholders.
Espinosa then confirmed that a utility's profits and the money they allocate into things like advertisements are things that are taken into consideration when it comes to the PRC making a decision on a rate case. Sandy Jones, the PRC commissioner representing District 5, which includes the Las Cruces area, responded to comments regarding utility companies placing the burden of cost recovery on consumers, and little or none on businesses.
I think that's standard in the industry, certainly standard across the nation, and expected that cost of service is borne by the class of the rate. In other words, a residential rate, those folks in a residential rate class should cover the cost of service to that rate class. Business should accomplish theirs. Now, I will tell you, it's not a perfect world in that. And I'll say this carefully. I don't want to say this in a critical way. There are those who think that business bears an unfair burden, and there are those who say that the residential bears a unfair burden. The truth of the matter is the cost of service is very highly litigated, and I think that in New Mexico, at least in the past, has been pretty fairly allocated. I think business pays their share and residential pays theirs. I think it's fair.
Jones then responded to critics who say the PRC essentially rewards utilities for building expensive assets, which in turn puts the responsibility of cost recovery on consumers.
I think that obviously the company's profit design, utility design, companies earn a rate, return on equity, pretty much standard in the nation. But each one of those assets is critically looked at. In other words, let's say a company wants to build a power generation plant. The first step in that process is to come to the commission and say, we would like you to issue us a certificate of need. And they have to prove to us that there's a need. They have to say that, you know, our old coal plant is about to fall apart and we're going to decommission it in 5 years and we need to build a gas-fired plant or a solar facility or whatever that is. At that point in time, the commission would look at that and say, okay, you know what, we think that might be okay, but instead of building a 50-megawatt, look at 100 megawatt or whatever that case would be. So we issue an initial CCN, which allows the company then to begin design and construction. But it can't get into rates until the company comes back and proves those costs are prudent.
If Las Cruces consumers want to learn more or have their voice heard, Fishman and Bacchus encourage them to call or email the PRC and the New Mexico Attorney General's office with their concerns and attend public meetings regarding the rate case. If the requested rate increase is approved, it could take up to a year for the new rates to take effect. El Paso Electric last filed for a non-fuel-based rate increase in New Mexico in 2009. For KRWG, I'm Christy Bartholomew.